This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is November 1st, 1982. The interview is taking place in the room of John Magnuson at Foss Home and is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name?
It's just what I wrote it.
Tell me.
John Magnuson.
Just John Magnuson?
Yeah.
No more?
No.
No more?
No.
When were you born?
October 1st, 1862.
No, it's 1886.
1886?
Yeah.
How old does that make you now? How old are you now?
Well, so far I am over 100.
No, you're not.
You're 96.
No, that cannot be.
Can you close
when,
it
this.
Where were you born? Where?
In Iceland.
Where in Iceland?
In Mýrasýsla.
Where is that?
That's in northwest part of Iceland.
Okay, what was the name again?
Mýrasýsla, it's the name of the county.
Name of the county. Was there a town? Was there a town there too? A little town? What was the name of the town?
Town?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was born on a farm.
I see. Was it close to a town?
Yes.
What town?
Reykjavik.
No, Borgarnes.
Not very far from Reykjavik.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Borgarnes.
Borgarnes? How do you spell that?
Oh, he couldn't.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Borgarnes.
Yeah.
Is that a picture of it?
That's
a picture of my town.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you born on the farm near Borgarnes?
But I was not born there.
No.
But nearby.
Yes, yes.
And that's in Mýrasýsla, that's a county.
Can you spell that for me?
Mýrasýsla, Mýrasýsla.
Thank you.
Mýrasýsla.
What was your father's name?
Magnus.
Magnus?
Yeah.
What was his last name then?
Magnus. Gudmundsson.
So you became
Magnusson.
Magnusson. Yeah. Magnusson.
He's son of Magnusson.
Yes.
He's the son of Magnusson.
Yes. What was your mother's name?
Thurir.
What?
Thurir.
I've never heard of that.
How do you spell it?
Thurudur.
Uh-huh. Were they from Borgarnes too?
They were nearby, from the same county, Mýrasýsla.
They were. And your father was a farmer?
Yes.
Was it a large farm?
No.
Oh. What did he grow on the farm?
Oh, just as a garden stuff and plenty of hay.
Hey, you had cattle, did you? Cows? Did you have cows?
Yeah.
What else?
Sheep.
Sheep? A lot of sheep?
Ponies.
Uh-huh. Anything else? That's all?
Yeah, that was all.
I see. Did you have many brothers and sisters?
My brother's name?
Yeah.
Guðmundur.
What?
Guðmundur.
Just one brother?
Yes.
Just one?
Yeah.
Any sisters?
Yes. Ten sisters. Ragnheiður.
Did they stay in Iceland?
No, he went to America.
Both of them?
And finally died here in the accident in the woods.
Is it on record now? You need explanations there. Can't you?
When did you come to America?
1913.
How old were you?
26 years old.
When you first came to America?
No.
When
no.
I first came to America.
When you first came?
Yeah. I was 8 months old.
10 months old?
Ten.
10 months old?
10 months.
8 months.
Oh,
okay.
I came in
my parents.
Yeah. Your parents came?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about that. What happened?
Well, my father died after one night in New York.
What did he get?
Sunstroke.
Sunstroke?
So that was in July. Was it July?
Yeah, 1st of August, 2nd of August.
Mm-hmm. So then, what did your mother do?
Mother?
Yeah, what did your mother do when your father died?
She was shipped back.
Back? Oh.
As an undecided immigrant. Children, very young,
and two boys,
pregnant herself.
I see. So she stayed in Iceland then? Did she stay in Iceland then?
She stayed with me in Iceland.
She did. So then, did you grow up in Iceland? Did you stay there then? When did you?
When he was 20.
How old were you when you came back to America?
26 years old.
Oh.
1913.
So you grew up then in Iceland?
Yeah.
Till he was 26.
Till you were 26. In 1913, yeah. You decided to come back to America?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you remember your trip over here?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell me about it?
I came to Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, uh-huh. How about the trip over? How was the trip over?
Oh, that was fine. On a big liner.
Uh-huh.
With the ocean.
You weren't sick?
No.
It was a good trip, right?
Yes, yes.
Then you came to Winnipeg, and what did you do there?
I learned carpenter by trade. I got the job there.
Doing what?
Finishing apartments.
Finishing what?
Apartments.
Apartments, I see. So how long did you stay in Canada?
3 years.
3 years. You were carpentering there.
Yeah.
Right. Who did you stay with?
I stayed with myself and my mother.
Oh, your mother came too?
Yes.
Did you all come? Your brother and your sister?
He has been here drunk ahead. He was always in the United States.
Mm-hmm. He came earlier, 1912.
Oh, your brother came before you did?
Yes.
Did your sister come with your mother and you?
No. So she died in Iceland.
She stayed in Iceland then?
Yes.
She was, who did she stay with? Who did your sister live with in Iceland?
Well, she was just a domestic girl.
She was what?
She was just a domestic worker.
Yeah, she was.
She was
adopted by
Reykjavik.
She was adopted by somebody else?
No, she was not adopted.
She was adopted.
Okay. So you lived with your mother and brother in Iceland? In Canada. Was your brother with you in Canada?
No. Here in the United States.
Oh, where?
Oh, I think mainly Washington.
Here?
Washington State.
He was here?
Yeah.
In Seattle?
Yes.
In Seattle. So then after 3 years, you came to Seattle, did you?
Yes.
Did you? In 1916.
I stayed 3 years in Iceland, in Winnipeg.
Uh-huh. Then you did what? After 3 years, what did you do?
Then I came to Seattle.
To visit your brother?
Yes.
And then, what did you do in Seattle?
Carpet.
You got work right away, did you?
Yes.
Did you have any problem getting work?
No.
You worked in Seattle all your life?
Yes, since.
Since you came here?
Yeah.
You were always doing carpenter work, were you?
Yeah.
Where did you meet your wife?
Oh, I met her first in Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh. Can you tell me her name? What is her name?
Gudrun.
Gudrun, what? What was it? What was her maiden name?
Linda.
Lindahl?
Yeah.
What was she doing in Canada when you met her?
She was school teacher.
Oh, school teacher?
Yeah.
Where did you meet her? What were you doing? How did you meet her?
Well, I just happened to meet her. She came to a place where I stayed.
I see. Were there any Icelandic organizations up there?
Yes, full of them.
In Canada too?
Yeah, in Winnipeg mostly.
In Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Were there many Icelandic people up there?
Yes. 30,000.
Oh, did you work with Icelandic people?
Yes.
How did you learn to speak English then?
Oh, I picked it up.
Just with working?
Yeah.
I see.
I never went to English learning school.
You didn't?
No.
Did you go to night school?
No, very little.
Little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
How did you become a citizen?
You understood?
Uh-huh.
It's just an ordinary way. I applied for admission. I had to witness it.
Did you have to study? Did you need to study? Did you study for it?
Very little.
Was it difficult?
No.
No problem?
No.
Oh, that's good. Okay, you met Gudrun in Winnipeg, right? How did she get to Seattle then?
Oh, it's just by train.
Did you write to her? You didn't marry her in Winnipeg, did you?
No. Never saw her in 10 years.
What?
I never saw her again for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
And then she came to Seattle, did she?
And then we named...
He rented a room, tell me that.
Yeah.
In Canada.
When he came to Winnipeg with his mother in 1913, he rented a couple of rooms with my auntie. And...
What was her name?
Her name was Mrs. Hanson.
Mrs. what, Hanson?
Hanson.
Yes, but
Christina Hanson.
All right, thank you.
And I was just a boarder there. I was just in Winnipeg for 3 months for my vacation because I was teaching school out in Saskatchewan.
I see.
And then we just got acquainted because we were in the same house. But we didn't go out together at all. But we were impressed with each other's characters. We could see what we were like, you know, our lifestyle. But then I went back to teach in Saskatchewan, and he kept on working. But then he left Winnipeg in 3 years. He came to Seattle in 1916,
mm-hmm.
and brought his mother, and they settled in Ballard. He bought a house in Ballard, off Seattle.
I see.
And then I kept on teaching, but in 1920, my sister, who was already in Seattle, was very sick, and they called me, and I came unexpectedly to Ballard.
What was her name?
Her name was Christine Newell. And so I came, got a substitute teacher, and I came. And I never even thought about him being here. But the next morning, he came to see me. And that was the beginning of our
acquaintance. Came to see you. How did he know you were here?
Well, because he was in Ballard, too. He lived in Ballard. He knew that Christine's sister, Runa, was coming.
Oh.
Yeah, to see her and stay with her. And I stayed 2 weeks. To take care of her when she was sick until she was well enough.
So he knew your sister here in Ballard?
Oh, yes.
How did he meet her?
Well, they knew all the Icelanders in Ballard.
I see.
And they rented in Ballard, or she rented in Ballard, too.
But how did he know that you were Christine's sister? You know?
Oh, he knew all about my people in Winnipeg. He had been 3 years in Winnipeg staying with my auntie.
Oh.
And then he had seen my sister and he had seen my relatives, and he knew all about the family. But you see, in the meantime, those years, I was teaching school in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'd just slip into Winnipeg for holidays.
Okay. Then did you decide, did he start dating you then and you...
Well, he took me to see the city, and because I'd never come to a big city like that before. I'd never been to the coast before.
Uh-huh.
And so he was very hospitable and took me out. But nothing developed then except the hospitality. But then after we came back, then he wrote to me a serious letter and wanted to start a correspondence. A serious correspondence. So we corresponded for a whole year.
Oh.
And that was the courtship.
Uh-huh.
And then I never came here to get married. He came to Winnipeg to get married.
Oh.
We were married in Winnipeg, and all my people were there.
I see. That's where your mother and father lived.
No, my mother and father were dead already,
oh, uh-huh.
But my sisters and brothers.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me about your wedding?
Yes. We had just relatives and friends, and it was at my brother's place, a large house, but at his private home. And we were married there, and we took the train that night. And all the relatives, the four brothers and two sisters, were there.
Oh, did you have a long white dress?
Yes. Not a long dress, but a white dress.
White, with
and
veil.
A veil.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a special dinner after the wedding?
It was just for plain refreshments, because we had to catch we went to catch the train.
To Seattle?
Yeah, to Vancouver, BC.
I see.
And then we stopped for 4 days in Vancouver, BC.
For your honeymoon.
For the honeymoon.
Were you married in the church
In Winnipeg?
Uh-huh.
No, at my brother's home.
Oh, not in the church.
No, that's what I said, that we were married in my brother's house.
Uh-huh.
I wanted that. And then in Vancouver, those 4 days, my sister was already there, my older sister, and she was married there.
Oh, I see.
And we were at the attendants.
Oh, she was married then? Those 4 days when you were there?
Yeah.
She mm-hmm. was?
Yeah. And she even used my veil.
No.
And then we came to Seattle, you see, that was just like our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
And then we came to Ballard, to his little home and his mother.
Oh, uh-huh. And then did you live with them then for a while?
For a while?
Did you live with his mother?
All the time.
Oh, you had to live all the time.
We lived in Ballard for the rest of our 60 years.
But with his mother was there with
no,
you?
No, his mother passed on when, in 1939, she passed on.
I see.
She was with us for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I have. And then there was all kinds of Icelandic activity, social activity, and they formed a congregation, and Icelandic church congregation, and they bought a church right in Ballard, and John was especially, and both of us were very active in all that activity with the Icelanders and the social life.
Yes.
Norwegians and the rest of the Scandinavians.
I'll ask you some more in a minute. I'll ask him something now first, okay? John?
Yeah.
Why did you come to Seattle? Didn't you like Canada?
Oh, yeah. There were rather poor work to be had.
Poor work in Canada?
Yeah. At that time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you like the climate in Canada?
Oh, yes.
Did you like it that cold? Don't you like Seattle better?
Yes.
Do you? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like Seattle better?
I thought there was more freedom.
In Seattle?
In a free country.
Oh, than Iceland, yes. Mm-hmm. Then in Canada too, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you like the climate better too? Did you like the climate better in Seattle than you did Canada?
No,
wasn't it warmer? Isn't it warmer in Seattle?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yes. Were there a lot of Icelandic people in Seattle?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. Did you go to Icelandic church?
Yes.
What did you do? Did you have an office?
No, no.
What did he do in the church?
He was on trustees for many years.
Were you a trustee in the church?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, I'm sure you were. For many years?
Yeah, quite a few.
Uh-huh. Was there an Icelandic organization too?
Yes.
Social one?
Yes, a library.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
No.
Library. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colors in the Iceland books.
Uh-huh. So did you start that?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you helped though with it.
Yeah, you worked hard with and had the books. We had the library for 38 years. We had
you
the
did?
Books.
The two of you together? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two of you had the library for 38 years?
Yeah, together, the books. Uh-huh. And they amounted to 200 volumes by the time we disbanded.
So there isn't such a thing now?
No. Because they quit in 65.
Don't you think there are enough Icelandic people left to want the books now?
Well, they said they have not been able to form another library with so many books, which takes, somebody has to take it over in responsibility, and nobody offered to do that. And we sold our house and he built a smaller one. We had no room for it any longer.
Well, you had it in your home?
Right in our home.
I see. Okay, tell me about the library.
Yes, the club was called Icelandic Literary Society, Vestri, V-E-S-T-R-I. And it was founded in 1900, and in 1965 it disbanded. We could not keep the books any longer. There were no people who could read the Icelandic books because we had most all of them were Icelandic.
Did you feel there are people left now that would read them? Aren't there that many Icelandic people left in the Ballard area?
Nobody has ever offered to keep them except temporarily.
So there must not be enough call for it then?
No, not for a library.
Did you have it in your home?
Yes, we had it in the home.
I see.
And but they were not thrown away because they were given to the University of Washington and to the libraries, University and also the Main Library and Ballard Library, and then lots of people bought them, like to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these big books are still in the community.
Oh, they are.
So, mm-hmm. And one person especially has taken a large number of them, and especially keeps them for those who would want to read.
Mm-hmm.
But now the situation is such that our descendants, our children, and our children's children, they don't read Icelandic well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot read books. And the newer ones that come from Iceland are not many enough to keep a library. And they have so much other things to read. They can read Icelandic and read some, but they want to read the English literature too.
Mm-hmm. Now you must have spoke and read Icelandic real well then. You learned this in your home, your parents. When did your parents come from Iceland?
Well, that's a different story. That's a long story. We all learned to read Icelandic and write. And then, of course, when I married him, such an Icelander, then his mother could never talk English. And so there was Icelandic. While she lived, there was Icelandic spoken a lot in our home.
Yes. Now, did you have children?
Yes, we have three children.
And tell me about them.
And the older two, and that was while Grandma was still living also, they learned Icelandic real well.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they went to school, to kindergarten, and had English-speaking friends, well, they quit talking Icelandic. And they don't talk any now, but they understand quite a bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Tell me their names and what they did.
Robert is the oldest one, and he has gone he was in the Second World War.
Oh.
Yeah, but fortunately he came back. He wasn't finished with the university then,
just tell me, what did he do for a living?
Yeah, but and he is
What did you do after you retired?
Nothing.
Yes, you did. You kept on building in your basement, didn't you?
Yeah. I had some furniture to shop.
Uh-huh.
Did some furniture.
Did you sell it?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
I kept her shelf for myself.
Uh-huh. Did you build for your children, too?
Yeah.
What did you build? What kind of furniture?
Oh, writing desks, chests of drawers, and so on.
Have you been back to Iceland?
Yes.
Wait, tell me about that.
What, 63, I think.
One time?
Yeah.
Did your wife go too?
Yes.
Your children too?
No.
Just you two?
Yeah.
What did you see when you went to Iceland?
Oh, some changes.
What changes?
Improvement in every way.
Like what? What were the improvements?
Oh, the manners of the people, for one thing.
The what?
The manners of the people.
Oh.
Had improved.
Is that right?
And then they had to learn more, and their established in school and university. And so on.
Did they have more conveniences in their homes too?
Oh, yes.
Electricity, maybe?
Yes.
So they had washing machines and...
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
I had every improvement.
Was your old home still there?
Yes.
Your old house that you were born in wasn't there?
Yes, it was there.
The one you lived in was there?
Huh?
The one you lived in was there? The house that you lived in Iceland was still there?
Oh, I did not live in any certain house because I had traveled as a county church with my mother in different places.
In county what? Can you explain that for me?
He lived with his mother.
Yes.
And she worked for farmers. And she was allowed to keep him with her. And so he did all kinds of chores for his keep too. But then when he was 16, he moved to Reykjavik to learn his trade. Mm. And then he didn't buy a house there either, he rented. Mm-hmm. And then that's where, and his mother joined him there and kept house for him. And then they moved to Canada from there. They didn't own the house, they just rented.
So, but then where were his sister and his brother when he was going from farm to farm with his mother?
The sister was legally adopted by very fine people, and she never left them.
Mm-hmm.
The brother was sent to a boys' school, a boys' home, and when he was about 10 years old, he was started to work for himself and took care of himself after that. And in 1912, he on his own emigrated to Canada, or to the States. He came right to Washington State.
All by himself?
Yeah, with some other people, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was a grown up man then.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then, you see, and then John came in 1913, you see, with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
He came 1912.
Just a year before.
Yeah.
I see.
And
you were going to tell me about your family.
Yes. Well, my three children are all university graduates, and the oldest one, Robert, he had to go to the break the time and go to the World War II,
yes.
But he came safely back and continued his studies and graduated And he was an executive. He has been an executive vice president of Constructor Selling Company.
I see.
And he is that yet.
Is that here in Seattle?
Yes. He's buying that over now.
Mm-hmm.
And
he married who?
He married Dorothy. Oh, that's the son.
I see. Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy,
yeah.
What? You remember her second
yeah,
name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, her maiden name?
Dorothy McMillan. No.
Oh.
McQuillan.
She was from here in Seattle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was from the state.
And
state
they
Oregon.
Have. And they have one boy.
They have one boy, and they had a girl that they lost.
Oh.
And that boy is married, and he has two sons now. So we have two little great grandsons now.
Oh. What is that? What does John do? That's Robert's
John,
son.
Very much the same. He's a commercial executive.
So they both were graduated business then.
Yeah, they're both graduated business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and son David here.
Well, that's a different one. Okay, then you had a girl.
Yeah.
Her name?
Anna.
Uh-huh.
And she's married to Thomas Hardy. She graduated from the University of Washington. And then she started working for the schools, in offices for schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then she married Thomas Hudson, who was an administrator at the University of Washington.
Oh,
he still is.
And their children?
And they have three children.
Uh-huh. Tell me about them.
Well,
Marla.
She's enrolled in teacher's training, and she's graduated now, and she's teaching in Seattle. And son Kevin, he's a chemical engineer for the Orenhauser Company.
Uh-huh.
And a daughter Sally, in her second year, and. In the university in Bellingham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Washington University. And Florence Ingeberg, she graduated from PLU, which was called PLC then.
Yes, it was.
And he was a graduate from there also.
Her husband?
Her husband.
Who did she marry?
He married Reap.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see.
And they have children.
And they have three children.
Uh-huh. And their children are who?
And their children, Karen is a graduate nurse and... works a school nurse, graduated school nurse.
And she graduated from PLU.
And she graduated from PLU.
School nursing, yes.
And
she's a school nurse in the Parkland Public Schools.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a son, David. He graduated from PLU and is looking for a job now. And then they have a son, Robert. And he's at Washington University.
Eastern Washington University at Cheney.
Yes, this was written just a year ago.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And,
so it's real current.
Now,
did you cook Icelandic foods in your home?
Yes.
Tell me, what are some of the foods that you cook that are peculiar to Iceland people?
Rice. Rice cooked in milk and and put raisins or currants. They used to put currants in, but we can't get currants so easily, so we have raisins. And we make skyr. S-K-Y-R. It's served as a pudding, and it's made from milk, from buttermilk, in fact, the Bulgarian buttermilk. And that's warmed, and then it's strained. And it strains until it is the consistency we want for a pudding.
What do you put in it besides milk?
A little bit of cream and a little bit of sugar. Then you serve it with cream and sugar as the party wants.
You serve it in a little bowl then?
And serve it in a little bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's very popular.
And the rice, now do you serve that on plates with sugar and cinnamon on it, or what?
In bowls, like a porridge.
I see.
And then serve it with sugar and cinnamon and cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then, of course, we're fond of fish, and that's cooked any way that the Americans do.
How do they mostly cook their fish there? Do they mostly boil it?
They mostly boil it.
Mm-hmm. Like the Norwegians?
Yeah. Well, the fish there is so good. I never tasted fish as good as it got there. And if it was just plainly boiled, we loved it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I experienced mm-hmm. that in Norway when I went back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure.
Very good.
And pannekaker is another coffee delicacy that... They make real thin pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Real thin pancakes, and you roll them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Norwegians do that, too.
Yeah.
What do you put inside of them before you roll them?
Sugar was all we ever put in, but some of the Icelanders, they put jelly, too, or jam.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. How about berries?
And berries, put everything. But yeah. we just put plain sugar and rolled it in that.
My children love that.
Mm-hmm. And we had to make them thin.
Yes.
I have a special skillet for that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And hungi kit. That's smoked mutton.
Oh, how do you spell that?
The kit is hangijot.
And it's what?
Hangi kit.
Smoked mutton?
And it's smoked mutton, lamb.
Uh-huh. And how do you eat it then?
Boil it.
Oh.
Just boil it. And they smoke the leg.
Uh-huh.
And the ribs. That's very nice. And the neck, in fact, any of it smoked.
What do you eat it with?
Just like a meat, like a cold meat.
So you all like a cold meat?
Yeah, you serve it cold, mm-hmm. and slice it. And it's very tasty.
Do they have particular breads that they
make? Yeah, the brown bread is their special bread.
Is that whole wheat?
Mm-hmm. Huh? That is, or partly. It's whatever you want, but there has to be brown wheat in it.
Yes, and molasses then?
Yes, and molasses. That makes the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it varies. You can steam it, and that's very good.
Oh, yes.
Or
like
you can
Boston
bake
brown
it.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I used to make the Boston brown bread lots of times.
Did you?
Yeah. And the hungi kit, and then the hard fish, that wasn't really food considered as food, but a delicacy. And hard fish is cod, dried cod, and dried so that you have to beat it to be able to chew it. But it has a strong taste. And that was just eaten as a delicacy, you know, with a meal, but not as a dish.
I see.
And the Vinatetta, of course, was the chief coffee cake, and that was layers. It was sort of a cookie dough, and it was baked in cake tins, and so it came out as layers. And then with prune jam, you cook the prunes and real well and stoned them, and then put whatever flavor you wanted. Lemon was one essential, and made it thick. Then you boiled it again until it's thick, you see.
You didn't put any sugar in it, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you?
You have to have sugar, at least for me. And then you see those cakes, whether they're square or round, then they're placed one on top of the other, and the jam put in between. Mm-hmm. Then this is left to soften. It's hard to cut it first. It breaks up then. But if you've kept it for a day or so, it cuts up better.
Mm, sounds good.
And we'd have at least five layers.
Oh, wow.
Say seven or eight.
Very thin cake.
Yeah, then. Very thin. And
dear children,
it looks nice where you cut it, really? And then it's in layers.
Yeah.
And serve with whipped cream is our favorite.
Oh, do your children learn to cook these things? They
cook some of them.
Do they?
They're keeping their recipes in case they do.
Yes.
And they're so, but they don't do as much baking. They do different kind of baking, you know. The girls now, they like to do fiddly things that are just a little different. But the one of the girls is part Norwegian, and she learns to bake all kinds of Norwegian things. Well,
I want to ask him something, then I'll come back to you. Can you remember what you did at Christmas time in Iceland?
Yes, of course.
At Christmas. For Christmas. What did you do for Christmas in Iceland?
Oh, it's just the usual things.
Did you have a tree?
Oh, sometimes.
Did you have presents?
Oh, yes. That happens.
Not too much, though.
No.
Did your mother cook something special at Christmas time?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Can you still speak Icelandic? Can you still speak Icelandic?
Oh, yes. It's the only language I speak.
Say something to me.
Oh, what?
Tell me something about Iceland.
Well, Iceland is...
In Icelandic.
Iceland is... now independent country.
Is it?
that proves it, that religious are here first residents.
It's a lady now.
I see, that's why. Mm-hmm. Now say something in Icelandic about Iceland. Don't speak English. Say it in...
Hani, krummi, hundur, svín, hestur, mús, tillingur, galar, krunkar, geltir, svín, gnekjar, tístir, syngur. It's a ditty.
What is that?
It's a ditty.
Can you say it in English now?
No.
Can't say it in English, huh? What does it mean?
It's just saying about the film and few animals.
About what?
Say a few names of few animals and repeat their voice afterward.
Uh-huh. What kind of animals do they have in Iceland?
Chicken, ponies, cows, and so on.
A lot of fish? Fish?
Fish.
What kind of fish?
Codfish.
Cod?
Haddock.
Haddock?
Halibut. All kinds of smaller fish.
Was your father a fisherman?
No.
No? He just farmed?
Yeah.
He did not do carpenter work either?
No.
Just a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
Was your grandfather a farmer too?
Yes.
What was his name?
My grandfather?
Yes.
His name was Guðmundur Teitsson.
Teitsson. Was that your father's father?
Yes.
What was your grandmother's name?
Ragnheiður. Ragnheiður Jónsdóttir.
Do you remember them?
No.
No. How about your mother's parents?
That was Jonas Jónsson and Gudrun. Oh, I don't remember if that is.
Do you remember them?
But all women in Nelson keep their father's name. They're all daughters. Uh-huh. And then no mercy. No mercy.
No what?
No male names, last names. The woman is always somebody's daughter.
I see.
His father, mm-hmm. daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like his mother, she was Jonas daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you celebrate Christmas here? Do you something particular that you do different, being your Icelandic?
I'd like to tell you something about the Christmas when I was little. Would
yes.
you like that?
Yes, I would.
That I remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes. Christmas was very wonderful to us children when we were on the farm. There were so many of us. There was altogether in our family, there were 12 children. But they were not all, of course, at the same time, together. But Christmas meant a lot. And when I was a little girl, my oldest brother started in November to make the candles.
Oh, yes.
And we had to use tallow for wax because we couldn't get any wax in the grocery stores. And they made the wax candle holders by breaking up the bottlenecks, the neck of the large whiskey bottle, and they use that for the candle, what do you call it?
Holders.
Holders.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they made them, and the tallow was hardened, and then we could have our own candles. And every child got a candle that our brothers had made, and we could walk around with them. And I always remember the thrill, the wonderful thrill that I felt when I was walking with a candle around, that candle that was all my own, and I had to have it so bright.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a tree?
No, they didn't have any spruce trees there, but later on they had trees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this was in Canada.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, was there something particular about Christmas Eve, or when did your Christmas start?
6 o'clock.
Christmas Eve?
Six o'clock for Christmas Eve. Everybody had to quit working, and Christmas had come. And we didn't eat till about 8 o'clock, but we always had something special, the special meat and special to eat.
What was it?
Well, the pannekoeken, especially pancakes, mm-hmm. and those thin pancakes, which
yes.
were so good, and brown bread, and Wiener Torte, that is a layer cake, many layer cakes.
What and kind of meat did you have?
Hungry kid, smoked mutton.
Uh-huh.
And then we're Christmas, and we were allowed to stay up to 12 o'clock or as long as we could stay awake. And Christmas Eve was a holy Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas Day was just another good day.
Oh.
But the real Christmas was Christmas Eve.
Did you have presents?
Till 12 o'clock. Some.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a little doll that I got one time with a china head, and that was just fastened on the body, and we enjoyed what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciated it.
Mm-hmm. And this was in the early immigrant days in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yes. Did you go to church Christmas Day then?
Where they were. When we could reach church, not church, they would have services. They'd have services even in the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a schoolhouse as soon as anything, and then they'd have services there too.
I see. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we were always out in the farm.
You lived in the farm?
Yeah.
When did your father come?
My father came in 18. Let me see. 18. Oh, I can't remember anything.
Mm.
Yeah. I was born 1891.
Uh-huh.
And they had been in this country for 4 years then.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So your mother and father.
1895.
Your mother and father came together.
Yes, with four children.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where did they come from in Iceland?
They came from Húnavatnssýsla. That was in the west too, where Borgarfjörð is. Húnavatnssýsla in Borgarfjörð. That's another district, Húnavatnssýsla.
Mm-hmm. Was your father a farmer?
Yes, I guess he was. And they had four children when they came, and they came to Winnipeg first. Mm-hmm. And they stayed there 3 years, and one son was born there. So that was the fifth child. Then they moved out in the country, and in Saskatchewan, and I was born there in 1891. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any stories from when they came over? Why did they decide to come?
Oh, my father wanted to, he wasn't satisfied with the work that he had. He wanted to try something new. He was very ambitious to get along, but he was interested in different countries, and he was very impatient about the hardships of pioneer farming, but he wanted education, and was interested in world affairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to have better life than he had in Iceland.
Yes.
So he came over. How was their trip over? Was it a rough trip at that time? What kind of a boat?
A slow trip. A slow trip on the boat.
Do you know
it took 6 days? They took 6 days to cross the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Was it a large boat or?
Well, a pretty large boat, and there were many immigrants, many other immigrants that were moving too.
Mm-hmm.
And
did they have to take their own food with them, or did they
they got their food on the boat.
Uh-huh.
They were 6 days old.
Uh-huh. The children were little too, weren't they? They had small children to take with them.
Yeah, they were all four little children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and close that up.